For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sherrod Eddington, and it has been my privilege to be the pastor of this church, the First Presbyterian Church, for many years. And it has been my joy over all those years to have known both Gene and Ken Tyree. They are truly exceptional people and a joy to have as part of your church. When I was thinking of Jean over the past week and her life and who she was, the letter of Colossians kept coming to my mind. Specifically, the passage which Bucky read a few moments ago. Because in those words, I see an echo of Jean, or more truly, Jean's life reflected the scripture that we read in this letter that Paul wrote to the Colossians. It was a letter, as I said, that Paul wrote to this new church, offering them encouragement, advice, nurturing, and most of all, a willingness to stand by them in all they do. And as I read this passage of Scripture, there are three parts of it that I would like to lift out this morning as reflections of Jean. First, Paul writes, "As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." And I think we can all agree that these are words that describe Jean so well. When I think about Jean, I think about kindness, that smile she had, always a kind word, a warm thought. She was always there, even in the nursing home following her stroke when she couldn't talk and it was so hard to visit her because you could tell she wanted to say something. Even then, she did get frustrated, but she always smiled. Always smiling, even in the face of that difficulty. Jean was a nurturing person. Her career was built around helping others. She was a mentor, a guide, a teacher, a supporter. She came to Lebanon in 1955 to work with the county agent's offices. And her job, and she was the first to do this, was the first woman to work with as a 4-H agent just for the girls. That was her job. There was a man who worked with the boys. And I was told, and in fact, I got several phone calls this week from folks I don't know, but who wanted to tell me about Jean. And of course, what they always talked about was her kindness, her gentleness. One person told me that she referred to the girls she worked with as her children. And even though Jean and Ken never had children of their own, you knew that she reached out to others and was a mothering, nurturing spirit for them. So, when Paul writes that we are to be God's chosen ones, we are to clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, I think of Jean. Secondly, Paul writes, clothe yourselves with love. I could talk about the love part, but instead, I just want to point out what most of you know, Jean's love for shoes. She loved nice shoes, especially high heels, and wore those high heels faithfully. Maybe just to get a little taller up on Ken to remind him who was really in charge. But when Paul writes, clothe yourselves with love, Jean had her shoes. She loved her shoes. And finally, Paul writes, with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And we know Jean was a musician. She was a singer, a beautiful, powerful soprano voice. She was a student of Frances Sellers, and she and Ken were faithful members of the choir. Our choir today is augmented by several folks who ask if they could join in as guests, because that is their testimony of love to Gene. So really, for the first time as a preacher, I can say I truly am preaching to the choir. But we are thankful for the presence of the guests and all the musicians who wanted to sing their thanksgiving for Gene. And one other thing, it's a little dirty little secret, but Gene and Ken weren't Presbyterians. they were members of the choir, but they were, in fact, Methodists, members of First United Methodist Church, which is why I invited my friend Bucky to be with us today to participate, because I know that being a good Methodist pastor, he has been visiting Ken and Gene in their final years. So I thank you, Bucky, for being here with us today. But they were Methodists, and I would nag Ken and Gene. I said, why don't y'all join this church? You're here every Sunday. And Ken, he would say, well, we're Methodist missionaries. I couldn't respond to that, so we just let it ride. When Ken died, I was overcome with a great sadness. We would miss Ken, but I knew that Gene would not have him anymore, and that was hard to think about because they were such a pair. And now that she is gone, it is our greatest prayer that they are together in peace. No more strokes, no more health issues, heart problems, but they are together in their love, singing in the heavenly choir. We are here today because someone we love dearly is gone. And we grieve for our loss, this hole that is now in our hearts. But we rejoice that Jean is not just with Ken, but with her Savior Jesus Christ. And we give thanks for the promise of eternal life, the resurrection, in this world and the world to come. We will miss Gene. So as I said, the words of Colossians tell us about Gene. And in those words, Paul asks these new Christians in this place. He tells them how they are to live. And if you forget all of Paul's advice here, just remember this. Be like Gene, and you'll be okay. Amen.